Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It is the JR Sport Re-Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got two more games today. Monday Night Football, wrapping up week 4. We got the New York Jets in Miami. We have Cincinnati and Denver. But one of the bigger teams that took a big L yesterday may have taken a much longer loss for the rest of the season. I'm referring to the Baltimore Ravens. They're now 1-3 after losing to the Chiefs 37-20. And something that they may have lost is bigger is, maybe Lamar Jackson with a hamstring injury. You know, there's some other injuries to some key members of the defense. Things are not looking on the up and up for the Baltimore Ravens. Joining us right now is someone who covers the team from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. A big welcome to Cordell Woodland. Cordell, thank you for joining us.
For sure, man. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the big question is we don't have too much of an answer involving Lamar Jackson. We know his legs are a big part of his game. What's the latest from what you understand about the multiple-time MVP's legs?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a hamstring right now, and we met with John Harbaugh today, and he wasn't very forthcoming with really any information about Lamar and some of these other injuries outside of the announcements about, you know, Nnamdi Madubuike going on season-ending IR and Broderick Washington on the short-term IR. But other than that, he didn't go into detail about the injuries, which isn't a surprise. But from what we know about hamstrings, these things can take some time. So, you know, their bye week is week 7. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not able to make it back before the bye. Definitely wouldn't surprise me if he's not able to play this week against Houston, but it's something that we kind of got to wait and see how the week goes for him. But obviously that's a huge blow for a team that's kind of turning in the wrong direction right now.
Oh, Cordell, you think there's a chance that he plays against the Texans this Sunday? There's a chance, you think? I know they haven't said anything. What do you think is realistic here?
I mean, realistically, probably not. I mean, just looking at, you know, how hamstrings typically go for these guys, but everybody heals differently. So we'll see at they're off tomorrow, but Wednesday will be their first practice of the week for that game. So that'll be a huge tell. Right now, you know, my gut has me not necessarily expecting Lamar to be on the practice field on Wednesday. And like I said, in my mind, I think it's a long shot that he plays this week because this isn't something that you want to rush. Obviously, how the Ravens year goes depends heavily on Lamar Jackson. So I would expect that they're going to treat this as carefully as possible and not try to rush him back out there before they think he's ready.
Cordell Woodland joining us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You mentioned some of the other injuries. Madubuike is now out, has missed time already with a neck. He's now gone for the season. Roquan Smith is busted up. Marlon Humphrey is busted up. This defense, they've been playing some great teams here so far this season, the Lions, the Bills. What's going on with this defense? Can they weather the storm?
I don't know. I mean, as of right now, there's no reason to think that they can because the bodies are dropping like flies, and it's a lot of key guys. I mentioned Matabike, who is going to be a massive loss for their defense and their team this year, and maybe for the foreseeable future. I mean, we don't know what the extent of this neck injury is, and John didn't really want to go into detail today. He said that's something that Nnamdi should have to talk about himself, so it doesn't sound great on that front for him. But that's a huge loss for that defense. Roquan Smith, I mean, we're talking about the middle of the defense right now. Your defensive tackle, who's a Pro Bowler, and now Roquan in the middle of the field, and they are not deep at linebacker whatsoever. So now they're forced to start Teddy Buchanan, who's a rookie, and Trenton Simpson, who's a third-year guy, but they don't have a lot of confidence in him. He's essentially lost his job to the rookie Teddy Buchanan before Roquan got hurt. So you don't feel great about the injuries. Marlon really hasn't played great this year, but to not have him out there is a huge blow. And even Nate Wiggins could be a massive loss too. We don't know the details about that as well. So it's a lot of question marks about these injuries. But unfortunately for them, the defense was bad before these guys even got hurt. So that's something that they're going to have to work on as the year goes on. And I just don't know if they have enough options at their disposal right now.
Well, Cordell, we know that Coach John Harbaugh, he gets a lot of flack for the team's performance over the years about how they've been good but have been able to get over the hump. Does he get a little bit of a break now in the city, knowing how many injuries the Ravens have suffered?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Absolutely not, if you talk to the fans. I mean, I don't think they're giving him any kind of break. It's just adding fuel to the fire, if anything. And, you know, I came into this year feeling like the Ravens weren't getting any excuses out of me personally. You know, these guys have been in this position for a while. They've had their opportunities. They've had some really healthy years, including last year. And you kind of just wonder how many opportunities do you get? You start taking these things for granted after a while. And I'm not saying that that's what the Ravens did, just speaking just even personally. You start, you know, we all start penciling them in to the playoffs and as a Super Bowl contender, and they should be. They should have been with all the talent on this team. But like I said, the fact that their issues were glaring even before some of these key guys got hurt, that's the biggest problem. And even with some of the guys that aren't hurt, I mean, they can't run the ball right now. Their offensive line has been a mess. Situationally, they're a mess offensively. Yes, they're third in the league in scoring, but you get them in some fourth down situations. You get them in pivotal moments in the game. It seems like they're folding. So they've got question marks all across this team that go beyond the injuries, and that's what I think is could be John's doom.
Well, Cordell, when you look at what we've seen so far, we know Houston is up next. We know about all the injuries. You just discussed the coaching situation. Do you believe the Baltimore Ravens can still go forth and make the postseason?
Sure. I mean, like I said, they're staring 1-5 going into the bye week right in the face right now, especially with Lamar not being out there potentially. His health and what he looks like going forward weighs heavily on any outcome they have this year. But that said, I mean, look, they've got a lot of talent. Even if they did go into the bye week 1-5, if you asked me at that time, did I still think that they'd make the playoffs? I'd probably say yes. It's probably going to take me and a lot of people some time before reality starts to set in and it gets bad. Now, I could easily see this thing going off the rails. I mean, I think we could just be scratching the surface of how bad it could get. It definitely could get worse, especially when you see all these injuries start to pile up. And then the reality of it's only, week 4? I mean, it's a lot of season left. Most likely other guys are going to get hurt too. And so it could always be worse. And once your quarterback starts going down, that's never a good thing. So, yeah, I could see both things working out. But if you're asking me today, yeah, I still think they'll most likely make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, Cordell, we know the most difficult part of the season is past us. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the Chiefs here. Man, it's been a rough one here to start the season for the Ravens. I'm glad you're giving their fans a little bit of hope. Cordell, you're more optimistic than me. I think they're cooked.
I mean, I could see it being cooked. I mean, I talked about it earlier on air, like, I think that this could be just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, honestly. Like I said, the injuries could follow up. You got John kind of unleashing on his offensive coordinator today in his press conference and a little bit post-game as well. I mean, I wouldn't call you crazy for saying that they are cooked, without a doubt. It happened to the Niners, you know, a team that was in the Super Bowl year after year and one of the best teams in the league, and all of a sudden the injuries start piling up. All of a sudden guys that are there aren't playing up to their caliber, and it starts to feel like you just came at a screeching halt. It could be that type of year for Baltimore, but it's we're only a quarter through the season. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now.
Okay. All right. Well, Cordell, we appreciate you for coming by, giving us the update, sharing your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow, find, and listen to you, your work, everything on 105.7 The Fan. Fill us in, man.
Yeah. You can follow me on social media at Cordell Woodland. You can catch my show, The Fresh Take, with my co-host Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan on Friday evenings, with the Oriole season now officially over, and it's been over for some months now, really. But we'll be on from 6 to 8, so you can check us out on Fridays as we get you ready for football weekend.
Hey, Cordell, we appreciate the time. When we chat next, I hope things are better in Ravens land, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.